们现在就一起来祷告，求主带领聚会。
We'll kneel down and pray together and ask God to guide our service.
奉哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Hallelujah, peace to all the brothers and sisters.
愿神祝福大家。
May God bless all of you.
今天是我们灵恩布道会的最后一天。
Today is the last day of our spiritual and evangelical services.
所以我们用一种感恩的心来参加，并且求神祝福。
Let us use a heart of thanksgiving to attend, and we also ask God to bless.
这个时间要来跟大家做分享的题目是蒙主的爱激励。
In this session, I'd like to share with you encouraged by the love of the Lord.
保罗在他的福音工作上面。
Paul in his gospel.
有几个非常重要的因素在激动着他。
There was a few main reasons that motivated him to preach.
其中有一个很重要的因素和动力。
One of the most important motive.
我们请看哥林多后书第五章。
Let us turn to Second Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书第五章。
Second Corinthians chapter 5.
十四节。
Verse 14.
十四节
Verse 14.
原来基督的爱激励我们。当保罗在劝勉哥林多教会的时候，
When Paul encouraged the church of the Corinthians,
他特别提到这一点。
He emphasized this one point.
因为最让保罗常常流下眼泪的就是哥林多教会。
What caused Paul to shed many tears was the church of Corinthians.
哥林多前书是针对哥林多教会的软弱和问题做纠正。
First Corinthians was a letter to try to correct all the problems in the church of Corinth.
因为他们有一个很大的原因造成了教会的分裂。
There was a great reason that caused the divide of the church.
就是教会里面呢，纷争结党。
There was division and arguments within the
church. 有的人说他是属于彼得的。
Some people claim that they belong to Peter.
有的人说他是属于亚波罗的。
While some others claim they belong to Apollos.
有的人说他是属于保罗的。
But some others claim that they belong to Paul.
有的人自以为非常属灵。
Some thought they were very spiritual.
别人都不行。
That no one was worthy of them.
所以自称为这个属基督的。
So they call themselves belonging to God.
那这个教会就显现出有四个派系。
So that you see there was four divisions within the church.
但保罗劝勉他们。
But Paul encouraged them.
神的教会并不是属人的。
The church of God does not belong to man.
所以应该一心一意来同心合意发展教会才对。
So you should be of one mind and one accord to spread the word.
也不是属于任何哪一个人来掌权。
It is not one person who grows the church.
当我们在研读保罗书信的时候。
When we read the letters of Paul.
总共有十三封。
There were 13 letters in all.
唯独针对哥林多教会的书信都会加了一句话。
But all the letters to the church of Corinthians would add one extra word.
我们来看一下哥林多前书第一章。
Let us turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
哥林多前书第一章。
1 Corinthians chapter 1.
请看第二节。
Verse 2.
在这里保罗常常会把书信的对象给写出来了。
Most often in verse 2, Paul would write who the letter is addressed to.
第二节说写信给在哥林多神的教会。
Verse 2, it says to the church of God which is at Corinth.
我们再来看哥林多后书第一章。
Let us return back to 2 Corinthians chapter 1.
第一章的第一节。
2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 1.
在下半段这边。
At the latter half.
这里说写信给在哥林多神的教会。
Again, it says to the church of God, which is at Corinth.
哥林多教会问题太多了。
There is too many problems in the church of Corinth.
没有同心合意发展神的教会。
They were not of one mind and one accord to spread the word.
只有针对哥林多教会，保罗才特别注明神的教会哦。
Only to the church of Corinth did Paul address to the church of God.
不是属任何哪一个人的哦。
He wanted to emphasize it did not belong to any man.
其他的书信对象的教会，他都没有写这句话。
To all the other churches. Paul did not add this church of God.
今天我们所在的是 神的教会。
So today we are in the church of God.
我们都属神的。
We all belong to God.
保罗在辅导哥林多教会，特别阐明神的教会。
When Paul pastored the church of Corinth, he emphasized the church of
God. 保罗所有服侍神的工作。
Paul, while he was serving for the Lord.
所有他在神面前的侍奉。
And all the servitude he had before God.
其中有一个很重要的动力。
There is one great motive.
就是刚刚我们翻过的哥林多后书五章十四节那里说的。
Which is what we read in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 14.
那里讲到是主的爱激励我们呢。
Here it says it is the love of Christ which compels us.
我们愿意热心。
We are willing to be fervent.
我们愿意努力。
We are willing to strive.
我们愿意尽本分。
We are willing to put in
our all. 原因是主的爱激励我们呢。
It is because the love of Christ compels us.
而不是为了表演呢。
It is not for show.
而不是为了有什么样的人的手段或目的。
It is not for any other human motives.
那在哥林多后书五章的十四节里面呢。
But in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 14,
当我们详细看这一节的时候，
when we think about this verse in detail,
保罗论到是主的爱激励我们要共同在神的教会里面服侍啊。
Paul theorizes that it is the love of Christ that compels us, so we should be of one mind.
他的动机就记载在第五节里面。
His motive is recorded in verse 5.
是神培植训练我们呢。
It is God who has prepared us.
第五节这里有说。
As recorded in verse 5.
培植我们的是神呢。
It is God who has prepared us.
我们被主的爱激动没错。
It is true we are motivated by the love of God.
但是所有坐在主在教会里面的服侍。
But all the servitude that we do within the house of God.
乃是因为神培植我们呢。
It is because God has prepared us to do
so. 所以他接下来就谈到我们行事为人是凭信心不凭眼见。
So that is why he says we walk by faith and not by sight.
这句话的背后。
What is the background to this verse?
凭信心不凭眼见。
To walk by faith and not by sight.
乃是做给暗中查看我们的父神。
It is to those who searches us in secret.
而不是做给眼前所看到的人。
It is not that we serve for people who can
see us. 这才是凭信心不凭眼见的一个学习。
This is the teaching of walk by faith and not by sight.
但是我们的行事为人。行事为人。
Our behavior.
有一个很重要的事实要知道。
There's a very important truth that we need to know.
那个是神来做。
That is for God to make.
我们来看哥林多后书五章的第十节。
Let us turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 10.
五章十节。
Chapter 5 verse 10.
这里说我们众人必要在基督台前显露出来。
We must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ.
叫个人按着本身所行的或善或恶受到报应。
That each one may receive the things done in the body according to what he has done,
whether good or bad. 所以不管我们怎么样生活，
regardless of how we live our life,
我们在神面前将来也是要被显现出来的。
One day before God, all things will be revealed.
当我们读到哥林多后书的时候，
when we read 2 Corinthians,
它主要是在强调使徒的权柄跟职分的问题。
He is emphasizing the authority of the apostleship.
还有职分的问题。
And the duty.
所以我们还是要表明自己是神的用人哦。
So we have to say that we are the servant of God.
这也是在经文里面所看到的一种劝勉。
And this is another encouragement that we can derive.
我们来看一下哥林多后书第六章。
Let us turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 6.
请看第四节。
Verse 4.
第四节。
Verse 4.
反倒是在各样的事上。
But in all things we commend ourselves.
要表明自己是神的用人，神的仆人哦。
To show ourselves as ministers of God.
没有所谓的价值很高哦。
That there is nothing about the value.
自己的眼光看得很高啊，然后不能屈就服侍别人啊。
We cannot set our eyes sight very lofty and forget to serve others.
所以保罗他所做的工。
So the work that Paul has done.
他特别讲明，就都是因为主的爱激励我才这么做。
He says very clearly, it is because the love of Christ which compels me.
所以他一生的信仰 遇到逼迫困难不如意领入他还是坚持来服侍主、啊、
So throughout his spiritual life, whether he's met with persecutions or hardship, he could still persevere.
这是一个真正被主的爱激励的人才有这种坚持、啊、
Only people who is motivated by the love of Christ can persevere.
但是有时候我们却发现
But many times we will discover.
在教会里面因为一句话就不来教会
Sometimes within the church because of one word said to us, we will not come.
因为一点点感觉不舒服就不来教会
Or sometimes because we feel uncomfortable, we refuse to
come. 因为名字没有在安排表上面我就不来教会
Sometimes you may say, no one scheduled me on the church
schedule. 你还有这种情绪的波动
I will not come, and you are still moved by the emotional winds.
你根本就没有进入到被主的爱激励的这种情境
You are not yet motivated by the love of Christ.
我聚会
When you worship,
我服侍
When you serve,
是我甘心乐意
it is because you're willing. 是主的爱激励我 it is because the love of Christ
我不在乎什么头衔
there is nothing else you are
expecting. 我只在乎神的爱激励我我应该回报多少
you only expect that the love of Christ compels you, how much can you repay him?
说起来主的爱激励乃是要我们共同来见证这位死而复活的耶稣基督
and the love of Christ compels us so we can in one accord testify of the Christ.
所以保罗在哥林多后书里面也特别第五章里面特别这样讲
So in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 Paul also says
我们今天在基督耶稣里面成为新造的人了
Today we are new creatures in the Lord Jesus Christ
我们所有的一切都是出于神
All that we have come from God
所以我们应该有新人的样式
So we should have the, we should become a new creation
新人的样式很重要啊
What is the image of the new creation?
那是因为啊，我们要来做见证主的工作。
It is important because we have to testify about God.
保罗他真的是一个美好的见证。
Paul indeed was a great testimony for God.
他从一个逼迫神教会的人。
He was once a person who persecuted the church of God.
后来选召成为神的工人。
Then he was chosen to become the servant of God.
他整个人生啊，就成为一个新的人。
His entire life became a new creation.
他怎么样努力做得很好。
How did he strive?
领受主耶稣很大的这个权柄恩赐能力。
He received power and authority from God.
他还是说他是最渺小的。
But he still said he was one of the weakest.
他把这荣耀归给神。
He gave all the glory to God.
他所有一切做工的努力动力都是因为主的爱在激励他。
All the thing he did, all the thing he strived for, he said it was the love of Christ that compelled him.
其实人跟人之间讲话很好认识。
Sometimes it is easy to know a person by
communicating with them.
While they are talking to you,
当他在抱怨的时候,
while they are complaining to you,
你可以发现他心里面在想什么。
You can discover what is in their thoughts,
你到后来就会知道他很在意的是什么。
Then you will know what is important to them.
人讲话你稍微留意真的很好, 很好认识啊。
If you truly listen to the other party, you can get to know them.
但我们看到使徒保罗。
But we can see the Apostle Paul.
他的一生这样的把生命置之度外。
His entire life, he really sacrificed.
被关、被打、被骂。
He was jailed. He was beaten. He was criticized.
甚至被人家即将打死。
Sometimes he was almost beaten to death.
他醒过来还是继续传呢。
But when he awoke up from the beating, he continued to preach.
只有一个他做的见证说主的爱激励我。
But his testimony is that the love of Christ
这个时候的他不在乎人的看法。
At that time he did not care what other people thought.
也不在乎自己的利益啊。
He didn't even care for his own self.
完全因为主的爱激励，所以为主做重见证到底啊。
It was because of the love of Christ he bore the testimony till the very end.
如果教会里面多几个这种人啊，教会要发展很容易啊。
If the church can have more people like Paul, then the church can
expand quickly. 不是在那边争权夺利，要抢一个舞台来表现自己啊。
They do not quibble over who can have more power, so then they have a stage to
present themselves.
It's a completely different kind of motivation.
那我们就针对保罗他是如何受主的爱激励而成长来做一个探讨。
Let us see how Paul was motivated by the love of Christ and grew in his faith.
我们就从三个方面来谈谈。
Let us look at from three aspects.
然后我们来做进一步的一个思考。
And then we will make one conclusion.
第一个方面。
From one aspect,
我们先来谈蒙主光照的保罗。
Let us talk about the one Paul who was compelled by the love of Christ.
我们请看《使徒行传》第七章。
Let us turn to Acts chapter 7.
使徒行传第七章。
Acts chapter 7.
第七章我们来看五十八节。
Verse 58。
五十八节
Verse 58,
后面有一句话说，斯提凡的衣裳放在一个少年人名叫扫罗的脚前。
Here it tells us that Saul laid down his clothes.
再看六十节的最后一句话。
And the latter half of verse 60.
扫罗也喜悦斯提凡被杀害。
Saul was consenting to the death of Stephen.
这里特别把还未拣选的扫罗记载在这个地方。
It purposely recorded Saul before he was chosen by God.
你就看到他也喜欢基督徒被杀害。
You can see that he was glad when Christians were killed.
这里提到的少年人扫罗。
Here it talks about a young man named Saul.
他喜爱犯罪的事。
He loved to do the things of sin.
看到斯提凡被杀时他喜欢。
Because he was glad when Stephen was martyred.
到了第八章。
By chapter 8.
就记载这位扫罗他得到了全社会上面的一个权柄啊。
You can see in chapter 8 that he received the authority
and power from man. 有了这种权势以后，
with that authority,
我们来看八章三节。
Let us turn to chapter 8 verse 3.
这里说扫罗却残害教会。
Saul made havoc of the church.
进个人的家，拉着男女基督徒下在监牢里面。
He entered every house and dragged off men and women, committing them to
prison. 他还没有被主光照拣选，他是这种人呢。
Before his God's light shone upon him and he was chosen. This is the kind of person he was. 大举破坏神的教会和基督徒。He made havoc of the church.
但是他被主光照拣选之后。
But when the light of God shone upon him and he was chosen.
我们看到在使徒行传第九章和二十二章里面。
We see in Acts chapter 9 and Acts chapter 22.
保罗亲自见证他怎么样信主的一个经过。
Paul testified about how he believed in the Lord.
在这个见证里面。
In this testimony,
我们看到了一个很重要的保罗的学习。
We see one important teaching that Paul received.
他第一次的谦卑就在这个见证里面。
It is the first time he humbled himself, and it was in this testimony.
我们来看一下第九章的三节。
Let us turn to chapter 9, verse 3.
扫罗行路将到大马色的时候，
he journeyed near Damascus.
忽然从天上有光照亮。
Suddenly a light shone around him from heaven.
四面照着他。
Then it shone around him.
请看第四节。
Let us read verse 4.
他就扑倒在地。
He fell to the ground.
听见有声音对扫罗说。
He heard a voice saying to him.
扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我呢？
Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?
扫罗回答说。
And Paul replied.
主啊，你是谁呀？
Who are you, Lord?
主说，我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。
The Lord said, I'm Jesus whom you're persecuting.
当荣光照在他身上的时候。
When the glory light shone upon him.
注意第四节。
Let us read verse 4.
他就扑倒在地。
He fell to the ground.
这个时候他才发现有一个力量，有一个光照胜过他现在拥有的权势。
It was at that time he realized there was another power, another light that was more powerful than him. So he fell entirely to the ground.
是因为被主光照。
It was because he was shown by the light of God.
只有罪人啊才会扑倒在地啊。
Only the sinner will fall to the ground.
一个骄傲不谦卑的人啊怎么可能会扑倒在地呢？
A person who is proud will never fall to the ground.
然后他才开始对主说话。
Then he started to speak to God.
主啊，你是谁啊？
Lord, who are you?
主回答说，我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。
The Lord replied, I am the one you are persecuting.
当神对亚伯拉罕说你要做完全人呢？
When God said to Abraham, you must become a perfect man.
他也是俯伏在地上。
Abraham also fell to the ground.
所以你要得到神的光照。
So if you want the light of God, if you want the help
of God, 你就是心态要俯伏在地上，完全的谦卑。
Your heart and attitude must be humbled as if you fell to the ground.
保罗他也扑倒在地。
Paul also fell to the ground.
这就是谈到他第一次的一个谦卑。
This shows his humility for the first time.
那保罗的生平记载在使徒行传九章到十五章。
And from chapter 9 to chapter 15, it talks about the growth.
The life of Paul, 保罗的生平。
The life of Paul.
那谈到他的福音工作啊。
And it talks about his gospel.
是记载在《使徒行传》十三章到二十八章。
Starting from chapter 13 till chapter 28.
当保罗被主光照以后。
When Paul was shown by the glory light of God.
他常常说我是罪人中的罪魁。
He will always say, I am the worst among the sinners.
他常常提到这样。
He continued to say this.
没提到一次就知道我过去是 迫害教会、迫害基督徒的人呢？
He would say, once I persecuted Christ, I persecuted the church.
一个人很自义的时候，他往往忘记他过去的软弱，他过去的过往。
Many times people will like to forget about their past weakness or
their past failures. 当一个人谦卑的时候，
But when a person is very humble,
他知道他过去有这个软弱过往。
He will remember the weaknesses of his past.
但是他会见证他现在是在主里面被造的人呢。
But he will testify that now he is in Christ.
所以他非常的了解。
So he understood very well.
主耶稣爱我。
Jesus Christ loves
me. 主耶稣为我舍己。
Jesus Christ sacrificed for me.
他始终都没有忘记这一个爱。
He never forgot this love.
我们来看一下加拉太书。
Let us turn to Galatians.
第二章。
Galatians chapter 2.
加拉太书第二章。
Galatians chapter
2. 第二章的二十节。
Galatians chapter 2 verse 20.
在这里保罗说
Here Paul says,
我已经跟基督同钉十字架
I have been crucified with Christ.
现在活着的不再是我、哎、
It is no longer I who live.
是基督在我里面活着
It is Christ who lives in me.、
哎、最后他说主是爱我的
Finally he says God has loved me and he has gave himself
to me. 他只要想到主爱他
When he thinks about God loving him,
他就觉得他是罪人中的罪魁、啊、
Then he realized he is the sinner among sinners.
约翰长老他也是这样做见证啊
And Elder John also made that testimony.
我们彼此相爱。
He says, let us love one another.
乃是因为神先爱我们呢。
Because Christ first loved us.
可见呢、啊、爱是从神这里来的。
So we know that love comes from God.
在我们还没信主做罪人的时候，主耶稣已经爱我们了。
Before we came to Christ, we were still sinners and God loved us first.
他用爱做了美好的见证。
He used love to make a beautiful testimony.
所以保罗因为主的爱激励。
Paul was motivated by the love of God.
他不管做得怎么好。
He doesn't care about
带那么多人来信主。
How good he did or how many
people. 建立了这么多的教会。
He brought to Christ or how many churches.
他还是说主的爱激励我。
He still says it is the love of Christ that compels me.
我们来看一下哥林多。请看哥林多前书十五章。
Let us turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书的十五章。
1 Corinthians chapter 15.
十五章我们来看第十节。
Chapter 15, verse 10.
从九节看起。
Verse 9.
第九节。
Verse 9.
我原是使徒当中最小的，不配称为使徒。
I'm the least of the apostles, and am not worthy to be called an
apostle. 因为我从前逼迫神的教会。
Because I persecuted the church of God.
这个时候他在教会里面是非常举足轻重的一个重要领导者。
At this time, he was a great spiritual leader for the churches.
建立了相当多的教会哦。
He erected many churches already.
为主做了很多事哦。
And he had already done many things for God.
但是他在这里还是谦卑说，我不配称为使徒。
Yet he humbled himself and said, I am not worthy to be called an apostle. Because I persecuted the church.
第十节。
10.
然而我今天成了何等人呢？
But it is by the grace of God I am what I am.
是蒙受神的恩典才被造成的。
I am created this way because of his grace.
他所受的一切劳苦，一切付出。
All the things that he labored for.
在神面前算不得什么。
He knows it counts as nothing before God. Which says in the latter half of verse 10.
乃是神的恩典与我同在。
It was the grace of God which was with me.
我们有时候被神同工过一次。
Many times we have experienced.
或者圣工做得很顺利一次。
When God has been with us, or that the Holy Word has been done smoothly, we are not able to withstand it, and we become proud immediately. And many times we use that Holy Word as a reason to boast in ourselves. 那你这个人
以后神就不再跟你同工了。
But if you do that, God will not work with you in the future.
因为你已经把自己抬高了。
Because you have elevated yourself.
以为超乎众人了。
You thought you are better than the other people.
神就不再与你同在。
Then God will not be with you anymore.
因为你不把神的恩典当作一回事。
Because you do not notice the grace of God for what it is. Paul has done so much.
他说我还是很渺小的。
But he said I'm the least.
乃是主的恩典与我同在，我才可以做。
It is because the grace of God is with me, that's why I can do what I can do.
背后有一个很大的动力。
There was a great motivation.
是主的爱激励我。
The love of Christ compels
me.
If I don't do it, then I owe God too much. I must do it.
能够做好顺利，乃是归荣耀给神。
If I can do it and submit to God, then
glory gives to God. 不是因为自己具备什么学识、什么社会地位。
It is not because I want to show my position on earth.
神的国度绝对不谈这些事的。
Because the kingdom of heaven does not talk about status.
谈你的那份用心。
It only talks about the attitude
of your heart. 那份在神面前的服侍。
And your heart of servitude before
God. 还有你对神的忠诚度。
And how much you respect God.
When we see God, 被主光照以后,
After the light of God shone upon him,
感受到所有一切都是主的爱在激励。
He realized that everything was compelled by the love of Christ.
他是一个真的让我们值得学习的一个对象。
So he is one worthy of our example.
第二个方向。
From the second aspect,
我们要谈的是他初信主的保罗。
The Paul when he first believed.
刚才是在蒙光照的那一个见证里面。
Before we looked at the testimony, when the glory light shone upon him,
初信主的那个阶段。
Let us talk about when he was a new convert.
说起来，当你受洗的时候，
when you are first baptized,
不是很快就认识这位神了。
You don't understand or know God that quickly.
连教会的规矩、组织伦理也不是很清楚。
You're not even that sure about the regulations within the church.
你只知道我要得救，有基本的得救知识而已。
You just know that you want to be saved. You only have the basic foundation of salvation.
不可能受洗我什么都知道。
It's not that after you're baptized you know everything.
所以教会里面会有规矩啊。
So there is some regulations within the church.
才能够被安排圣工啊。
Only after you're baptized for a certain number of years can you do holy work. This is within reason. Only after a certain number of years of baptism, then you can partake in holy work because you need a period to learn.
不可能受洗的一刻你什么都懂，这是不太容易的。
You can't say after baptism I know everything.
那我们在教会里面为人施洗很多了。
Within the church we have baptized many believers.
就一个人的行为改变来讲。
When we talk about a person's change of character, some people may smoke, some people may drink, some people may gamble, some may even take drugs, some may have other bad habits.
能够在受洗的当下就马上把这些全部拿掉的这种不多。
But there's not many who can get rid of the bad habits once they're baptized.
旧的观念马上改变的这种也不多。
Or that their old concept is immediately wiped away upon baptism. This is not very often. We still have to watch them.
大概要几个月，他坏习惯才会改。
It takes a few months before their bad habits are changed.
甚至有的过一年才会改。
Some people can't change it.
有的过几年才会改掉。
Within a year, some need several years before they can change.
他愿意改变自己。
Many are willing to change themselves.
那就让自己多一点机会充实训练了。
So they need more time and opportunity to learn.
在工作上认真学。
They need to learn and be.
在祷告里面常常被主的宝血给洗涤。
Be fervent in their work and in their prayer to be washed away by the Lord.
这是很重要的学习跟成长啊。
This is a great teaching and
learning. 其实保罗他也免不了这方面的学习哦。
And Paul could not be without this kind of teaching.
我们如果没有注意查考圣经，我们以为他受洗了，他马上就备用，不是的。
Many times we think right after Paul was baptized, he was immediately used by the Lord.
所以刚受洗的人要马上很快进入主的里面啊，就有很多了解是不容易的。
So it is very difficult for one just baptized to truly understand the Lord.
唯有主的爱激励才能够激动他常常愿意早一点成长啊。
Only the love of God compels him, so he wants to persevere in learning and progressing his faith.
成长的大小会跟不同人而有不同的现象。
So the level of your progress is different within different people.
但是有一个重点是，这个人受洗之后，他有没有存心爱主啊？这个就有关系了。
But it has direct relation with whether the person truly loves God after they are baptized.
有的人受洗完了，他就觉得教会不再理我，他离开啊。
Many people after baptism, they think the church doesn't love me anymore, so they depart.
他没有自己的根基啊。
They do not have a root in themselves.
所以他就有很多的依赖，很多的抱怨。
So they have a lot of complaints and disagreements.
其实保罗在初信主这一段，他也有他的冲击。
So Paul himself had his own lessons during the time when he
was newly
converted.
他也经过了这种灵修的历练呢，的这种考验呢。
He was also tried through. He also had spiritual trials.
到后来才能够成为合乎主用的器皿，神才用他的。
It wasn't until later when he was a clean vessel that God was able to use him.
我们来看这一段哈。
Let us read a passage.
请看加拉太书。
Let us turn to Galatians.
加拉太书的，我们来看第一章。
Galatians chapter 1.
加拉太书第一章。
Galatians chapter 1.
第一章的十七节、十八节。
Verse 17 to verse 18.
十七节。
Verse 17.
这里谈到这个保罗受洗之后，他就退到一个地方叫做亚拉伯。
After Paul was baptized, he went to a place called Arabia.
十七节，亚拉伯。
Arabia.
这个不是讲那个沙地阿拉伯那个地方。
It is not to be confused with Saudi Arabia.
是讲着在耶路撒冷城附近的一个小地方叫亚拉伯。
It is a small town very close to Jerusalem called Arabia.
然后再回到大马色。
And then he returned to Damascus.
十八节这里说。
And in verse 18
it tells us. 过了三年才上耶路撒冷去见彼得。
It wasn't until 3 years that he went up to Jerusalem to see Peter.
所以他在这个地方里面研读神的话花了三年的时间。
So at Arabia, he studied the word of God for 3 years.
那我们常常说，哎，保罗做工以前的十四年呢，到底到哪里去了？
Many times we say Paul worked for 14 years for the Lord, but where
did he go? 其实在这里我们就看到他花了三年的时间受洗之后，三年的时间在做学习研读神的话。
But we see that after he was baptized, he spent 3 years for spiritual cultivation to study the word of God.
那其中的十到十一年跑到哪里去了呢？
What happened between 10 to 11 years?
这个就是我们要看的。
This is what we want to study, the main point.
那我们来看一下《使徒行传》九章的十九节。
Let us turn to Acts chapter 9, verse 19.
使徒行传九章的十九节。
Acts chapter 9, verse 19.
九章十九节。
Acts chapter 9, verse 19.
十九节这里我们看到他受洗之后。
We see after Paul was baptized.
那甚至到后来到大马士同住了一段时间。
He even went to Damascus to live for a while.
同住一段时间是很小的日子。
Only some days.
然后他自己啊，跑出去也收了一班门徒嘞。
And then he even went with the disciples.
你看看那个二十节啊。
Let us read verse 20.
他也在会堂里面见证耶稣是神的儿子哦。
He was even in the synagogues testifying about the Christ as Son of God. Let's read verse 22.
扫罗越发有能力哦。
Saul increased all the more in strength.
他驳倒住在大马色的犹太人哦。
And he confounded the Jews who dwelt in Damascus.
证明耶稣是基督哦。
Proving that Jesus is the Christ.
我们看到他受洗以后。
We see after he is baptized.
三年苦读神的话。
After 3 years of studying
the
word of
God, 也是在宣讲耶稣基督。
His motive was to preach the word of God.
他甚至成为一个一代宗师啊，宗教的老师啊，一代宗师啊。
He even became the teacher of the law.
他自己也开班授徒哎。
So he even taught and accepted disciples.
哎，我们看那个二十五节。
Let us read verse
25. 他的门徒，这里讲到他的门徒。
Then it says the disciples, his disciples.
因为是多数人呢。
Disciples with a plural.
所以他受洗以后自己苦读。
So after he was baptized, he
studied himself. 接着也出来要像耶稣的门徒一样传福音，开班授徒。
Like Jesus' disciples, he started to preach the word and accepted disciples.
哎，所以有人就根据这里啊，就来分析这个保罗他为什么这样做的一个原因。
And some people reading this passage will share what they thought was the motivation of Saul.
受洗总是很热心啊。
After you're baptized, you are
filled with fervency. 也想为主教会做一番事业。
You want to do something for God, for the church.
第一个原因。
The first reason.
他本来就在那个很有名的老师加玛列门下。
He went back to the famous teacher-in-law, Gamaliel.
他有那个可以收门徒开班的这种能力啊。
So he was able to teach his own class and to accept disciples.
开创自己一个大举的事业。
It's almost as if he was starting up his own classes.
另外一种说法的原因啊。
But there is another explanation.
说他要跟耶稣的门徒相抗衡啊。
Some people say that he wanted to almost rival the disciples of Jesus. 你们直接从耶稣那边学做门徒。Because he received directly from Jesus how to be his disciple.
你们也收门徒，再继续培养工人。
And you are accepting disciples in order to preach the word.
我保罗也是一样有这个本分能力可以这样开的。
I Paul also have this power and authority to do the same.
所以他初信主的时候，他开始传福音，没有跟主耶稣的门徒来往哎。
So when he was first converted and he started to preach the gospel, he did not talk with the disciples of Jesus.
在教会里面最怕就是这样。
In the Church of God, this is what we fear most.
你热心，我热心。
You are fervent, I am fervent.
你有你的圈圈，我有我的圈圈。
You have your circle of people, I have my circle of
people. 开会的时候站在自己的立场。
And when we have a meeting, we will all stand on our own thoughts.
如果我输了，我就没面子。
if I lose this proposal, I have no face. So either you lose or I lose.
一山不能容两虎啊。
They cannot compromise with one another.
任何一只老虎留下来都没有用，都是坏，都会造成困扰。
You cannot have two tigers or they will battle each other.
不应该是这样的。
But in the church, it should not be like this.
所以有人在研究保罗出信主的心态的时候，有这两个原因的说法。
So some people, when they look into Paul right after he was converted,
结果保罗这样做好吗？
They think that he may have these two motives.
不好。
But it is good for him to do so.
我们来看一下23节。
No, it is not good. Let us read verse 23.
也是传神的福音哦。
He was firm in preaching the
gospel of God. 也是开班授徒哦。
He also accepted
disciples. 不会输给耶稣的门徒哦。
He did not lose to the disciples of Jesus.
你看他碰到什么事情啊？
But what happened?
过了好些日子。
After a few days,
犹太人商议要杀保罗。
The Jews plotted to kill him.
24节。
24.
这些犹太人的计谋被扫罗知道了。
But the plot became known to Saul.
哇，他也是很勇敢讲见证哎。
He was also courageous in
开班授徒哎。
And he also taught his own classes and accepted
disciples. 但是遇到要被杀害，他也是像老鼠一样爬了。
But when he was about to be killed, he was like a mouse. He ran away.
25节。
Verse 25.
就利用半夜，他的门徒们在夜间让他从城墙。放下去逃走了。
During midnight, the disciples let him down on the wall through a large basket so he could escape.
一代宗师哎。
So you thought he was the teacher in the law. He wanted to be on equal terms.
门徒有什么学识，保罗有。
With the disciples of Jesus, because Paul has education.
而且是社会公认的。
While the disciples did not have education.
但是他被杀害，逃亡也是害怕。
But when they plotted to kill him, he also ran in fear.
结果他逃到哪里去呢？
Where did he run to?
26节。
Verse 26.
扫罗逃到耶路撒冷去了。
Saul ran to Jerusalem.
想要跟门徒们结交。
He tried to join the disciples.
门徒们都怕他。
But they were all afraid of him.
不信他是信门徒哎。
They did not believe that he was a
disciple. 为什么？因为他受洗三年自己苦读。
Why? Because after he was baptized, he studied the word of God himself for 3 years.
失去了联络。
After he was baptized, he lost contact with the disciples of Jesus.
你到底怎么教怎么带，谁也不知道。
So he led his own classes, he accepted his own disciples.
耶路撒冷城，耶稣的门徒都怕他。
So all the disciples in Jerusalem, the disciples of Jesus feared
但是有一个人啊，劝慰之真的不错。
But there was one person who was
pretty good. 叫做巴拿巴。
His name was Barnabas. In verse 27.
接待他。
Barnabas accepted him.
带他去给使徒们见。
He brought him to the apostles.
把他怎么样信主的经过，怎么样也在传福音的见证，也告诉耶稣的门徒们。
And Barnabas told the apostles how Paul was selected by the Lord and how
he preached boldly. 这保罗这个时候的境况啊，真的很可怜哎。
So it was pretty sad for Paul at this time.
在外面被追杀。
He was persecuted from the outside.
我有热心，但是为什么遇到这种事
？He has fervency. Why was he encountered with hardship?
来到耶路撒冷总会。耶稣的门徒不理他。
When he came to Jerusalem, the apostles of Jesus did not want to accept him.
内外受到攻击。
So he was attacked from internally.
真的是屋漏偏移啊！这个连一个睡站的地方都没有。
He didn't even have a place to sleep.
房子啊，屋顶都漏雨啊。
Oh, it was as if a house, its roof was dripping water.
保罗很有个性呢。
Paul has character.
他很有那种做事的能力。
And he has the ability to do good.
一代强人啊，结果变成比老鼠不如啊。
He was quite powerful before, but then he was.
对他是一个很大的伤害。
He was less than a mouse in this one situation.
我们跟他的能力可差远呢。
But we can say that our power or ability cannot be compared to Paul.
劝慰巴拿巴，真的很有爱心接待。
But Barnabas truly had love to accept
him. 你看那个28节哦。
Let us read verse 28.
于是保罗就跟耶路撒冷城耶稣的门徒在一起生活，出入来往喽，他们接受喽。
They accepted Paul, so then he was with them, coming in and going out.
29节，他也在中间奉主的名讲道，非常有能力的。
And verse 29, he spoke boldly in the name of the Lord Jesus.
他能够驳倒犹太人啊，不简单呢。
He was able to dispute the Jews, which
was
not easy.
但是犹太人又再一次的聚集，要想杀他。
And so the Jews once attempted to kill him again.
30节。
In verse 30,
教会使徒们就对他说：“你干脆离开啊。”
So the church brethren asked him to leave.
不然的话很麻烦呢。
Or you may cause problems for yourself.
教会受灾殃啊。
The church was persecuted.
这个时间啊，开班授徒，还有再到这一段，大概是一年的时间。
And at this time, after he had his own class and accepted disciples, till this time is about a year.
他说信主后14年，14年后才到耶路撒冷城开属灵会议， 那我们就发现四年就这样用掉了。
And, but it wasn't until 14 years that they had the meeting in Jerusalem, so we know that 4 years was wasted right around here.
哎，这里我们看到另外的十年哪里去了？
So then let us discover what happened to the other 10 years.
耶路撒冷教会他待不下。
He was not able to stay in the church in Jerusalem.
回到大树去。
So he returned back to Tarsus.
哇，这个保罗有一番冲劲，为主做什么？结果到后来落荒而逃，回到故乡大树去。
Paul originally had great fervency to preach the word of God, but in the end, he returned back to his hometown in Tarsus. And after he went to Tarsus, he stayed there for 10 years.
他不是光荣的回到家乡，是逃命。
He didn't return back to his hometown with much glory.
这十年没有人再知道他。
He was there to escape for his life. In these
10
years, no one
knew him. 他孤单的在过。
He lived alone.
那是一种很安静又默默无闻的日子。
It was a days filled with quietness.
这种日子很痛苦的。
This is a difficult day to pass.
非常可怕而且危险的。
It is fearful and dangerous.
摩西在旷野训练四十年了。
Moses was trained in the wilderness for 40 years.
也是孤寂的过。
He also lived alone.
这四十年没有神的声音。
During the 40 years, there was no word.
一直磨练，训练完毕，神才在荆棘的火焰中显现，你出来。
There was no voice from God. It was only after he was trained that God spoke to him through the thorn of bushes.
也是非常的孤单啊。
Paul was also very alone for 10 years.
我们很多人在孤寂的日子里面犯罪软弱了。
Many times in our days of loneliness, we will be weak and we will sin.
大家总是只愿意被公开认证嘛。
Everyone only wants to be known.
我们很少注意到这一点的一个磨练。
But many times we forget about the training.
这一段时间是保罗第二次的谦卑。
This is the second time that Paul had to humble himself.
以自我为主的一个生活里面。
He had to take away.
非常有能力。
He had to take away.
开班授徒。
The thought that he had.
以奉主的名讲神的话。
That he had a lot of ability himself that he could teach classes.
这个是好事啊。
That he could preach
for God.
但是
神要的不是这样的保罗。
But God did not want a Paul such as that.
神要的是经过把自我的观念、自我为主的这种现象打碎。
God wanted to shatter any self-pride in Paul.
成为一个在神面前非常谦卑、合用的人呢。
He wanted Paul to become very humble, someone that God can use.
神要用的人。
That is the kind of people God wants to use.
是全心为主，没有私心的。
Someone who is completely loyal to God. The people that God wants to use.
是归主耶稣基督的人。
Those who are belonging to Christ.
不要怕人情世故。
They are not afraid of the surroundings.
我们今天最大的毛病就是怕人情世故。
Today, the problem we have is that we are afraid of others.
怎么讲得罪人，害怕人讲一点什么自己的不好。
We are afraid that we may say something that may criticize others,
不勇敢
or that others
忠心
地
讲述神的话。
We are not courageous to loyally speak the word of God.
要怎么做神才会同工的这种地步。
We don't consider what we can do so that God will work with us.
所以人就变成伪装。
So then we become
这种人神绝对不用。
We can become clouded with superficiality.
你光有外在基督徒的身份和领受的职分也没用。
So it doesn't even matter if outwardly you have the authority or authority of God. Because you are not courageous.
保罗这第二次的谦卑。
This is the second time Paul humbled
himself. 他就成为一个不是自私自利的人了。
So he did not become someone who is pride in his own knowledge.
这是一个很重要的主爱的激励的一个学习。
This is a very important teaching from the love of God that compels us.
这不简单。
And this is not important. This
is not easy. 有一件事情蛮有趣味的。
And there's something that is quite amusing.
我们来看哦，三十一节。
Let us read verse 31.
保罗离开耶路撒冷以后啊。
After Paul departed from Jerusalem,
犹太地区、撒玛利亚地区和这些各处的教会就平安呢。
The churches throughout Judea, Galilee, and Samaria had peace.
哦，教会都被建立哎。
And the churches were erected.
而且很多人受圣灵哎。
And many people received
the
Holy Spirit. 受
洗的人数就增加了。
And the number of people that were baptized
想想
increased.
保罗以为他热心。
Let us think. Paul thought he was very fervent. He thought he did many things for God.
但是他离开这个地区、这个地方，反而神的工作更大。
But after he departed from the region, the work of God prospered in that area. It was even
greater than
before. 所以有时候
我们要想想啊，我的热心是不是会造成信徒的反弹呢？
So sometimes you have to think, is my fervency causing
problems
within the church? 我的热
心啊，是不是会对教会是一个负面呢？
Or is my fervency actually having a disadvantage
for the church? 有一些人热心啊，是自己。个人的做法不是圣经神的做法。
Some people are very fervent, but they do not walk according to the word of God.
教会里面应该是 人人有圣工作，圣工有人做。
So in the church, there should be holy work that man can.
不是一个人到处霸权呢、啊。
Oh, it is a holy work for all to do. It is not one person who does all the holy work.
会议里面大家一起来参与啊。
And all the decisions should be made among the general congregation.
就会有一个现象不好。
Or there would be a.
只有少数几个人在那边做。
There's a bad situation where only a few people do the holy work, and those few people are very, very tired.
很多人想做，没有办法做。
Everyone wants to help with the holy work, but they're not allowed to.
很多人就凉凉的。
So a lot of people become lukewarm.
凉凉的，他也愧对神。
And if they're a lukewarm, then they.
少数几个人把权的在那边做，他做得很累，就常常骂人。
But the few people who do the holy work are very tired, so they like to criticize other people for not helping.
这个现象跟保罗出信主是一样的。
And this is very similar to the situation that happened when Paul was just converted. But we see when Paul departed, the church prospered. So we have to be careful of this situation. Everyone should work together in one accord, in one mind. You are not trying to show off yourself. So we see Paul, after 10 years of trials and teaching,
就在那个时间，他升上了第三层天，有这种这个属灵的经验哦。
It was only then that he was elevated to the third heaven and had this spiritual experience.
这个记载在哥林多后书十二章里面哦。
And this is recorded in 2 Corinthians chapter 12.
神认为他的第二次谦卑真的合乎神用了。
God thought after he humbled himself the second time, he was worthy of God to use
him. 神就开始用他。
So God started to use him.
你真的不错。
You are worthy to be used. You have cultivated yourself well. When you want to hide yourself, it's not easy.
神会用各种方法把你叫出来用。
God will call you out of your hiding to use you.
要成为神合用的人才重要啊。
You have to become a vessel that God can use.
我们来看一下这个使徒行传的十一章。
Let us turn to Acts chapter 11.
十一章。
Acts chapter 11.
二十四节。
Verse 24.
这里记载那个谦卑之巴拿巴。
Here it talks about Barnabas.
劝慰者就是很会安慰人的人。
He was someone who could be an encourager, comforter.
嗯。
Oh, he's the son of encouragement.
他的人的名字就跟他的为人是一样的。
So his name is compatible
with his
character. 这个人对保罗
帮助造就很大。
This man truly helped Paul and edified
him. 没有人可以接纳保罗，这个巴拿巴却能接纳他。
No one was able to accept Paul, but Barnabas was able to.
所以他这里讲这个人好人啊。
So he said, this is a good man.
被圣灵大大充满哦。
He was full of the Holy Spirit.
大有信心哦。
And he had great faith.
因着他信主的人很多哦。
Because of him, great many people were added to the Lord.
这真的是不错的一个人哎。
This is indeed a great man.
神感动他。
God moved him.
你去大树去找那个十年躲在那边训练的保罗出来。
Go to Tarsus and seek for Saul, who has been hiding there for 10 years.
你看那个二十五节。
Let us read verse 25.
他就去找保罗，在大树这个他的故乡。
Then Barnabas went to seek for Saul in Tarsus, which was the hometown of Paul.
找到了，就带他到安提阿去。
When he found him, he brought him to Antioch.
外邦人建来信主的基督徒建立的教会。
And to the church that was established there.
保这个巴拿巴找他来一起牧羊。
And Barnabas sought him to pastor the church together. 他们在一起有一年的
时间。
And they were together for a year.
从那个地方，他们很同心。
From that time, they were in one accord.
训练更多的人做门徒。
They trained more people to become disciples.
就在这个时候。
And it was at this time.
哎，我们看到保罗才真正的成熟啊。
We see that Paul is finally spiritually mature.
从信主受洗到主要开始用他，经过十四年了。
From when he was first baptized till God was willing to use him, it was a duration of 14 years. He no longer had his own pride. He didn't use his own ways of doing things. Everything was done out of the love of God, the blessing of God. He was able to work in harmony with others. 所以跟着十三章就
从耶路撒冷就派巴拿巴跟保罗往外国去传福音了。
So starting in chapter 13, Barnabas and Paul were able to preach to the other regions.
他就一直这样做个没停啊。
So then he continued to preach and did not stop.
所以我们看到保罗是经过十四年才合乎主用哎。
So we see Paul had to be trained for 14 years before God could use him.
那我们信主几十年，你有没有这样子给主训练然后来用呢？
How many years have we believed in the Lord? How many years have we allowed ourselves to be trained by God?
其实每一件圣工它里面有很多的学习。
Every holy work that we do has many teachings for us.
就拿按手来讲。
For example, laying of hands.
不是随便按下去。
You don't randomly lay hands
讲道
也
是一样。
You have to learn from it.
你光讲圣经新旧约你就讲不完了。
For example, even teaching the word of God.
重点是要被神的灵给引导啊。
But the most important point is to be guided by the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God must be in the middle.
让神的道理显明啊。
So that the word of God can be revealed.
让圣经的话能够自己说话。
So the word of God can speak for itself.
显明主的大能在里头。
So that it can reveal the great power of God inside.
这个也是要下功夫哎。
This also needs training.
不是抓来讲讲。
You don't just grab random verses and speak. Because you yourself have not been immersed in the Word of God. Then how can you share the Word of God? You are not a theologian. Because you don't study the Word of God as a theologian. Because there's a lot of teachings within the Word of God. God is inside the Word of God. So we see Paul, after 14 years, Then he was finally used by God. God did not want Paul when he was first converted. God wanted someone who was completely humbled before him. So this was the Paul when he first was converted. Let us talk about the third aspect.
蒙主同工的保罗,
the Paul that God worked with.
有了这种历练以后,
after the training,
神才跟他同工。
Then God was willing to work with Paul.
这个就记载在《使徒行传》十三章到二十八章。
And this is recorded in Acts chapter 13 to 28.
我们看到他忠心的服侍主。
We see how he served God faithfully.
照着主的旨意将福音传到地极。
According to the will of God, he spread the gospel abroad.
当时的地极是从这个迦南地这个地方往地中海的极端叫做地极。
Now at that time, it ranged from the land of Canaan all the way out to the Mediterranean.
我们认为的世界就是这么一点。
Because they thought that the world compassed of that area.
欧洲南部、非洲北部。
And so all the areas surrounding the European region.
但是现在对我们来讲，这个地极它的范围是整个世界地球。
But for us now, the world to be preached to is the entire earth.
哇，我们看到神真的与他同在。
We see God was indeed with him.
非洲建立的第一间教会，腓立比教会。
The first church in Africa, the church of Philippians.
那个是他到那个特罗亚的时候，听到马其顿的呼声。
When he was there, he heard the voice calling from Macedonia.
那边人渴慕神的道理啊。
He heard that there were people.
没有人去传。
Thirsty for the word of God, and there was no one there to preach. Originally, he was going to go north.
神在夜间显出异象，圣灵见证，他就顺服去。建立很多的教会。
But God appeared to him in a vision, and so he was submissive to the vision, and he erected many churches in that region.
我们今天太多的人意和私意了。
Today we have too many will of men.
缺少了那种神带领的圣灵的见证的工作。
We lose the testimony of being guided by the Holy Spirit.
常常个人用小小的脑袋就讲，哦，神的工作应该这样这样这样，缺乏了圣灵的见证的带领。
We use our limited brain power and we say this is how we should do the work of God. We lose the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
他也培养了很多的年轻人接棒。
He also trained many youth to.
教会也要重视这样的工作。
And the church should also train the youth.
要常常传承啊。
We should always pass down the Holy
Spirit. 不要被狭隘的观念给绑住，然后不能传承啊。
Do not be hindered by our narrow-minded thinking.
你有一天会生病啊。
Because one day you will be sick.
你有一天会老啊。
One day you will become old.
趁你有健康，赶快传承、训练、传承，以后教会代代有人接。
While you are young and still have your vitality, train the next generation so that the church has the next generation to Paul's entire life.
他只有一个体验。
He had one experience.
唯有主站在我旁边，加给我力量，什么都能做。
If God is by me and gives me strength, then I can do all things. So he really was compelled by the love of God. He accepted fully the love of God.
全然的毫无私心的回报给主啊。
And without any hindrance, he repaid it back to God.
我们常常说主啊，你给我什么？主啊，你爱我，给我感谢啊。
Many times we pray, God, give me this, God, give me that, love me, love me. But how many times have we repaid God?
We only
give the time that we don't want, the little time that's left over to God. It is not even equal or compared to the love that God has given us. Let us ask ourselves, have I been truly compelled by the love of God?
不用。神知道，你也知道。
God knows, and you know yourself.
我们看到他在圣工上面蒙主同工。
In his holy work, we see that God was with him.
有几个方向我们可以了解。
There was a few areas that we can go to.
他被主的爱激励。
He was compelled by the love of God, and God was working with him.
对圣工来讲。
For the holy work.
他有什么样的认知呢？
What other things did he?
请看《使徒行传》二十章。
Let us turn to Acts chapter 20.
使徒行传二十章。
Acts chapter 20.
二十章的二十四节。
Chapter 20, verse 24.
我们一起来看圣经二十章的二十四节。
Chapter 20, verse 24.
二十四节。
Verse 24.
我却不以性命为念。
But none of these things move me.
也不看为宝贵。
Nor do I count them dear.
只要行完我的路程。
So that I may finish my race.
将从主领受的职事证明神的恩惠。
And the ministry which I received from the Lord Jesus to testify to the gospel of the grace of God. So regarding the work of God, he puts his life on the other side.
这样的忠心服事啊。
He served faithfully in this way.
我们再来看第二点。
Let us read the second point.
他对主耶稣而言呢？对主耶稣而言呢？跟主的关系啊。
Oh, regarding his relationship with God.
我们请看哥林多后书第五章。
Let us turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
第五章第九节。
2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 9.
最后一句话。
The last phrase.
对主耶稣而言，他的关系信念是怎么样？
To be well pleasing to God, how can he please God?
立志得主喜悦。
He wants to be well pleasing to God.
我们常常讨人欢喜啊。
Many times we want to be pleasing to men. 根本没有
像立志得主喜悦的这种努力。
But we never determined to be pleasing to God.
对保罗信仰的人生来讲。
But for Paul and his entire life of faith.
有怎么样的一个信仰观念呢？
What was his concept in faith?
请看罗马书十四章。
Let us turn to Romans chapter 14.
罗马书的十四章。
Romans chapter 14.
第八节。
Romans chapter 14, verse 8.
第八节。
Romans chapter 14, verse 8.
我者为主活。
For if we live, we live to the Lord.
为主死。
And if we die, we die to the Lord.
或活或死，总是主耶稣的人。
Therefore, whether we live or die, we are the Lord.
他有这种强烈的信仰观念。
He has this great concept in his faith.
任何世上的人事物没有办法改变影响这个观念。
And nothing or nobody in this world could change this concept.
我们如果每一个人都是有这样的强烈的信仰观念。
If all of us has this concept in our faith.
教会怎么会不热心呢？
Then how can the church not become faithful?
教会一定会发展呢？
How can the church not expand?
就服事的层面来讲。
And from the servitude.
我们来看腓立比书第一章。
Let us turn to Philippians chapter 1.
第一章请看二十节。
Philippians chapter 1 verse 20.
二十节。
Verse 20.
这里说，无论是生是死。
Whether to live or to die.
总叫耶稣基督在我身上显大。
Let Christ be proclaimed in me. Verse 21.
不是二十一节哦，在二十节哦。
Verse 20, sorry.
或生或死，
whether to live or to die,
总是叫耶稣基督在他身上显大。
Let Christ be bold in me.
就是尊主为大的意思。
That means that Christ is proclaimed.
以神为首的意思。
That means let God be glorified.
所以他有这四个层面的一种认知。
So that there's these four concepts that he recognizes
God. 所以他常常被主的爱激励。
That is why he's always compelled by the love of God.
这个很重要的。
This is very important.
所以人家怎么领入他，他都没有关系。
So it doesn't matter what other people do.
他吃得进去。
He was able to partake it.
重点是要为主服事，求主同工。
Because the most important was he wanted to serve God and ask God to work
这个学习啊，灵修啊，跟年龄大小没有关系。
This kind of spiritual training does not have to do with age.
而是你愿意学，你就是神要的那种。
As if you're willing to learn, then you're the kind of people that God wants.
所以保罗在二章的十二节这样说。
So in chapter 2, verse 12, Paul says,
我时时刻刻战战兢兢做好得救的功夫。
I always work out my own salvation with fear and trembling.
主爱的激励在我们身上很多。
The love of God motivates us in many things.
所以我们不要辜负了主的爱。
So let us not forget about the love of God.
所以我们用这个主题从圣经里面很诚恳地跟大家做分享。
So we use this topic to share and encourage each other.
那我们来休息十分钟。
Let us rest for 10 minutes.
一起来默祷。
Let us pray in silence.
阿门。